I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking about how low the bar has fallen when it comes to identifying problems to solve by Florida lawmakers. First, the Tallahassee Chapter for the Protection of Democracy decided that elections in the state were in danger of being corrupted in spite of universal praise for the efficacy of the past election cycle, where, by the way, their side did quite well. Next, it was time to stop teaching kindergartners that gender assignment was optional and even mentioning the existence of any of the initials in LGBTQ in the classroom needed to be banned, lest they give those formative minds any ideas. And of course, be sure no white student ever feels bad by learning that through our history, some white people were very mean to many black people, and by the way, are still trying to be. See election reforms that supposedly protect the integrity of elections. At least with those and other edicts handed down from on high, the powers that be had the courtesy of suggesting some examples, however vague and lame, but examples nonetheless of the dangers they were preventing. This time, when nearly half of the math textbooks submitted to state public schools were rejected, the governor just blew his dog whistle and expected, I guess, the rest of us to heal. The reason those books were rejected, according to Governor Ron DeSantis, was that they contained, quote, references to critical race theory and were, quote, indoctrinating young students with, quote, concepts like race essentialism. The definition of essentialism is the view that categories of people such as women and men or heterosexuals and gay people or members of ethnic groups have intrinsically different and characteristic natures or dispositions. So Captain Ron is worried that problems contained in a math textbook will let students know that different people are different? How subversive. Please tell us more, O mighty protector of our children's malleable minds, of the ways these textbooks are corrupting influences, many have asked since the news of this decision broke. So far, all we have heard from the governor's office is the typical snarky put-downs of anyone with the audacity to ask a question by the captain's first mate, Christina Pashaw, who has reprised her criticism of those who criticize the so-called Don't Say Gay bill as unnecessary because no one in the state taught elementary school sex stuff by saying, if it isn't happening, you shouldn't care if it's banned. The most we have is tweets from Pasha, who has shared images of a math worksheet from Missouri or maybe Pennsylvania, which awkwardly splices details of Maya Angelou's biography into algebra problems. At some point, the rejected books will be combed over for indoctrinating elements. I can't wait to learn about the pressing and dangerous problems they may pose. Meanwhile, a real problem for many is affordable housing, of which Florida is one of the worst in the nation, with 911,000 of the poorest residents paying more than half their income for housing. Too bad not being able to afford rent isn't acknowledging CRT, or it might be banned. But then, in a way, it does.